How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Oh, it's lovely to be back here.
In our little green room.
In our little green room. Catching up. We've got so much to catch up on.
So much. We barely see each other anymore. I forgot what you look like.
Yeah, just imagine a tin pin bowling ball.
Oh my God.
With eyebrows. And you'll never
and
forget my face.
Yes. How have you been, Tom?
Fine, thanks. Fine.
Can you give me your highlight and your low light of the last
couple of weeks? Sure, I can, Suze. Sure, I can. We're still filming Bake Off, which has been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Have you learned how to cook anything?
No, I would say no. I've learned to taste things. That's been the big thing. I've learned
like Greg does on MasterChef, where he always leaves like a little bit of
Compare me to Greg, just because we're both bald. But yeah.
That's actually who I was looking for when I was meeting you at the station this morning.
Everybody's
like,
always.
Oh no, he looks like that. Of course, yeah.
Mm, yes, it's a bit like that. It is a bit like. I mean,
Did you have to spit
on the spoon?
To begin with, were you like taking way too bigger bites and stuff?
I was doing that a bit, yeah, embarrassingly.
And then I have to be like, oh no, I need to swallow so that I can carry on talking.
I mean, indeed, the story of my life. So I have enjoyed that, and then I have had some lovely tour shows.
Yes,
but I thought, I would like to talk to you about hiring cars and the.
Tom, hit me.
Well. I normally hire a car because my dad says I shouldn't buy a car because I'm 34 and I do as I'm told.
I think you should buy a car.
Well, this is another discussion. But my dad says don't buy a car because you might need that money if you want to buy a house or a flat or whatever.
Why don't you just buy a caravan? Just merge.
Oh my goodness. Finally, a solution has presented itself. That's a great idea.
You just turn up for tour shows, sleep in the car park.
Do you mind if I tow up here?
Is that toe up a thing?
I don't know. I've never been.
Toe up sort of sounds like you've got to tie it to something in case it ends up going down a stream.
That's true, yeah.
Like a boat.
It comes off on the motorway.
Get a canal boat.
Canal
your way around the country on tour.
Like some piece of Wedgwood pottery.
Like some piece of Wedgwood pottery.
Indeed. I would love to do that, like Rosie and Jim.
Just like that.
On the
maybe that old man come and live with you.
I would like that.
Some company.
I'd be grateful of the company, you know what I mean? So there are alternatives here. I'd like one of those, like they always have like really great names, caravans, don't they?
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to think of like Excelsior.
Yeah, things are like Pegasus.
really
like
Grecian.
Brand.
Yeah, yeah.
When my mum and dad were growing up, my dad bought a really old, like, sort of like, you know, the kind of buses that you might see going to like an American high school, those yellow buses.
Yes.
My dad and his brothers put together and bought one.
Yes.
And they spray painted it and called it the Lovely Lady.
Great.
And they would all go away on weekends and drive it to like different holiday camps.
That's fun.
With a group of like 25 people. This is when my mum and dad were first married, when they were like early 20s.
Did your mum enjoy this?
Oh, they loved it. It was like they'd go away for the weekend on the Lovely Lady. And everyone would like sing songs on the way and they'd get drunk. And it was
sounds like some sort of film.
Yeah, it's really sweet. That sounds great.
Cool, that does sound
but
nice.
Instead, now what I do is I've got a Hyundai i30 and I just drive around by myself listening to podcasts about serial killers. So it's sort of.
Life has changed, hasn't it?
You know, it's different in some ways.
That's the internet for you. That has sort of changed, though. That is interesting because I think our parents' generation were. I know I'm romanticizing this idea, but I do
take off those glasses.
Take off those rose-tinted glasses. But I feel like they did just sort of relax and have fun a bit more in a way that was like, I think our generation finds it very difficult to.
We've talked about this before on the podcast, but I think that's because of social media being like, are you having a lovely time? Are you living your best life? Are you skinny? Are you working out? Go to the gym. Have you done your crunches today? Drink this smoothie.
Yeah.
Look at this sunset. Why aren't you here? Have you not worked enough to be here?
Yeah.
Do you not deserve this?
God.
Oh my God, I can't cope anymore.
I think I might cry. Whereas I think like our parents were like, we're going to go and do that today. That'll be fun. And that was enough.
Yeah.
I know I'm romanticizing it.
I think you are a little, but yeah.
But it feels like, a lovely day out to Bognor Regis, for example.
Bognor Regis, what a horrible name.
It's a horrible name.
I'm from near.
I was going to say, is that near Portsmouth?
Yeah.
Is it nice, though? People say it's nice.
Some parts of it are. Other parts are more Bognor.
More Bognor than Regis.
Than Regis.
You think they just changed it to Regis, maybe?
Yeah. Why Bognor?
Why Bognor? Like, why bother?
Yeah, why Bognor?
Why Bognor? It's probably one of those places that becomes super chic at some stage.
At some point.
Yeah. We should
buy in Bognor.
We should. What we're saying is, what we're recommending is invest in Bognor.
Yeah, what we're saying is Bognor. We are both going to buy a static caravan in Bognor.
In Bognor. The Excelsior and the...
Pegasus
next to each other. Lovely.
Morning.
I've
just put some bacon on if you want.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? The smell of bacon in the morning.
Come and knock on.
Streaky or back bacon? Out of interest.
How dare you ask? I don't know. It depends on pretending to be a vegetarian or not.
Of course, so of course. Which is the best for vegetarians? Streaky or back bacon?
I'd say back.
Back, sure. I'm bringing sexy back. Do you smoke or unsmoked? What is the difference?
I've given up smoking, so I can't allow my bacon to smoke either.
Really?
They're out of vape there. Which means it's just got like a watermelon tint.
Yeah. Rose water. It's just steam. Oh, lovely.
I'm steaming my voice, really, she says, whilst puffing away on her vape.
Is it good for your voice?
Oh, God, no. I mean, it's still got stuff in it, but it's better than smoking.
Okay.
And I had a cigarette when I was drunk on Saturday night.
Oh, how did that feel the next day?
I only had one, so it was fine. But afterwards, I was like, ugh, that's vile. Give me my vape.
Whenever I've, decided it would be fun to try a cigarette...
When you're...
Berlin Tom. When I'm Berlin
Tom. Domaz.
Domaz, who's for listeners who don't know who that is, and why would you? That's my drunk, but also cool, fun self.
That's Tom's alter ego, who mainly came out in Berlin.
And he's great Domaz! Fun to hang out with. He's a great guy.
Domaz is here.
He's not like this uptight, nonsense person that usually...
He also wears lederhosen.
He does.
It's important
he
to does. Know.
Apparently very comfortable.
A bit of pain in the ass if you need a wee. Like, I imagine.
Like dungarees.
Like or dungarees. A catsuit. Sometimes you wear that and then you're having a wee and your boob's out.
Is that right?
You
is
know,
that what you have
you've
to
got
do?
To peel the whole thing
Everything
off.
Has to come off. Is a catsuit very hot, though?
It depends if you're wearing the whiskers and the ears as well.
Good answer. Thank you. Did you watch that programme about Andrew Lloyd Webber last night?
No, but pray tell.
Lovely clips of Elaine getting the part as Eva Peron. It was lovely, Susie. You must watch it on the iPlayer. She had some bits of Cats. I never saw Cats. You were taken as a child, I think.
I think I saw a touring production of Cats.
No? No shame in that.
No shame in that. Da, 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 da. It sounds so... terrifying.
Yeah, to take children to. Talking of our childhood versus children now.
Yeah.
Like, children now get to watch funky Disney cartoons where everyone's singing along and having a great time.
Yeah.
When we were children, we had The Snowman, which is about a boy who makes a friend and they have this wonderful time together. And then in the morning, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. Cold, through no action, just through the passing of time. He's melted.
Yeah, that is quite
dark. And all
dark.
That's left of him is his eyes and his nose in the boy's garden.
Yeah, that is quite dark. And a scarf. Sure.
It's truly, utterly harrowing and terrifying, yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot of stuff quite dark. I mean, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was terrifying.
Oh, the original.
Or Chitty Chitty Bang Bang with the child catcher.
Yes!
Horrible.
Yes, as Richard Madeley once said on This Morning, I think all children should be made to watch this as a don't talk to strangers campaign. I wonder if it took off. I don't know.
I'm not sure it did.
I'm not sure it did.
Did Judy have her boobs out?
I imagine so. Is this one? One can only assume it.
One can only assume. That's out. So, Tom, yes. You're going to hire a car, pray tell.
Oh.
Pegasus.
So, the Excelsior.
The Excelsior.
Pegasus Excelsior. Star movie. It's like Star Adventurer or something.
It's like when you see, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but on long-distance lorries. It will have, sometimes the lorry driver will have, his wife's name written on it or something.
Yeah.
The lovely Joanna.
Yeah. If I was a truck driver, I'd want to name my truck.
What would you name it?
Oh, you know, Doreen or something.
Lovely.
But, to have, a name, I would feel like I'd want to have a name.
Yeah.
Maybe name it after, a celebrated, I don't know, soap. soap actress or something.
Yeah, that's nice. Like Gail.
Gail Platt. The Gail Platt.
The Gail Platt.
Yeah.
That would be a great name for like a canal boat or something.
The Gail Platt. That would be a great name for my Rosie and Jim adventure, the old rag doll, now known as Gail Platt.
Lovely. Oh, just lovely. You, that old man, those two dolls.
Those two dolls having the time of our lives.
The dream.
A few flowers on the top.
Of course. Would your bicycle be like attached to it somehow?
Yes, that would be nice.
So that when you sort of tow up, you could go and find bread?
Bread, I imagine, yeah, bread.
Maybe a French stick, that sort of thing.
A French stick, which I love to call that type of bread a French stick. My mum and dad always call it a French stick.
Rather than a baguette.
Should we go and get a French stick? Lovely, with a bit of pate on it.
Why not? Coarse or smooth?
That is an interesting question. As a child, always smooth. And now I'm an adult, I quite like coarse. As is true of my sexual partners.
Great. Yeah. So get in touch. You know the PO box.
You know the PO box. Please let us know. Pate or men. Please let us know. Yes.
You were hiring a car.
So
I think you and I are more tired than normal today, that we're quite hysterical.
Do you know what, though? I think I do. I think I do a better job when I'm tired of everything. I think I'm better.
I'm just completely naked at the moment.
Yeah, it's good.
And I'm like, well, this is fine.
Push through. Yeah.
Yeah.
I found that I've adapted now to being like, okay, I get up, I put a song on. That's the amount of time I'm allowed in the shower. Like, I used to be like in the shower for like 45 minutes, like everything taking time, sleep for nine hours.
What's the song?
It varies, but often it's the Pina Colada song.
What,
if you like Pina Colada.
Yeah, great.
Often, but sometimes it's Shakira, because the hips don't lie. And I did do legs day yesterday at the gym, so that's very true.
Oh my God.
I was really actually quite sore stepping into the bath.
Oh, I went to a kettlebell class once. About 2 weeks ago. It was like the next day I was like, oh, I'm actually fine. The day after that, walking up the stairs.
Yes.
Oh my God. I feel like John Wayne.
You need like a stand-up stair lift.
I did. And it's Thora Heard.
You feel
a
like
a lovely name. For a canal boat.
A canal boat, the Thora Heard. Oh, that would be the Patricia Routledge.
The Highest of Bouquet.
Oh, the Betty Boothroyd.
Oh, that would be lovely.
A lovely name for a truck. The Betty Boothroyd, I think, would be like an articulated lorry.
Yeah, almost certainly.
Without doubt. And
the Arthur Fowler.
The Arthur Fowler.
But he's already got a bench named after him in Albert Square.
Oh, yeah.
So. You know, it'd be nice to extend that.
Pat.
No, I would definitely call it the Pat Butcher.
The Pat Butcher.
A lesbian.
Is that right? In EastEnders?
No, in real life.
Oh, is that official, though?
I think it's a fish. Okay. I mean...
We'll find out.
I get charged. Would I get charged for anything?
Charged.
I was about to say defamation, but surely it's not...
I think it's only... Yeah, I don't think...
Like, it's not a bad thing, guys.
Guys.
No, Susie, I think she like openly thing. Has a...
Does she?
Lover.
She has a lover.
What's her real name?
Pam St. Clements.
Pam.
The Pam's
lovely to
lovely
have.
Name.
Lovely name for a small canal boat. The Pam St. Clements.
The Pam St. Clements. Would you like to holiday on the Pam St. Clements or the Betty Boothroyd?
We've got two available in your price range and the size that you want.
Yeah, it's a four berth. Gas cooker.
What's the deal with having a saint in your name? Thompson Allen? How is that a thing? Why has she got a saint in her name?
Oh, that's good. I don't know. Is a St. Clement's an orange? Or is it a...
Oh, right.
Or is it a church? When people often... Like, their family name is just, like, where the family was from.
Yeah, but there are a few other people that I've ever heard of that have a saint in their name.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other people now. Saint... This is great, isn't it?
What great podcasting.
Great podcast, guys.
Oh, Saint Mother Teresa, she is saying.
I think she is, but also her first name wasn't Mother.
And no, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, wasn't it?
Saint Mother Teresa was her first name of Calcutta, her surname. Yeah, that's true. She was, even as a child, she was Mother Teresa.
Like Mother Courage.
Like Mother Courage, exactly. Yeah, like... Like
Don't
Mother's
say
Pride.
That this podcast is lowbrow, okay?
Don't say it's not educational.
We've had Brecht, we've had Pans and Clements, we've had Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
We've had Rosie and Jim.
We've had Rosie and Jim.
We've really aced it, haven't we? So, last week... Oh my God. So last week we... Hang on, I'm going to grab my coffee.
He's going around the microphone.
I'm going around and back in. I'm back in the room. In a paper cup, they're so wasteful, aren't they?
So wasteful. I need to buy one of those things.
Yeah, me too. Tomorrow, which never comes. I also need to stop drinking water out of bottles, but where do you get the water from? You can't just go up to a tap and drink it out of your hands, can you?
No, but again, you need to buy one of those things that you keep.
Yeah, then you've got an extra bag to carry around, jangling with clip-on things. Like on some camping trip. So, where was I? Now, I usually hire a car because my dad says, don't buy a car, you might need the money to buy if you're going to try and buy a place.
Why don't you buy a static caravan? Have we had this conversation
before?
I'm so tired. Who am I? Who's Pamps and Clements? Is she coming? What's going on?
Guys, great news. Pamps and Clements has agreed to do the show.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing if, like, one week we were away and we just got Pamps and Clements to talk into the microphone for me. I wonder how much that would cost.
I mean, seeing as the whole time that we've done the podcast, we've earned £86 each out of it.
I wonder how much Pam would be willing to do it for.
I mean, if we put our £86 each together.
Together, maybe we could put together a bid. Pam, listen, we think this would be great for you. Is she still in EastEnders?
No.
Oh, so she'd be looking for work. We were never allowed to watch it as children because there was too much shouting.
There is a lot of shouting.
I said, well, even now I think, like, who actually lives like this? And Mum and Dad, of course, know real life EastEnders. They say it's not like that in the East End. It's much friendlier.
I live in the East End. I think it's very friendly.
Oh, of course you do. But in EastEnders, people still have, like, brown walls, like it's the war or something.
And those, like, beaded curtains.
No one lives like that, do they?
I don't know. Sometimes you see it on, like, Homes Under the Hammer, don't you? Where it's like, the house hasn't been done up since the 20s. Yes. And I always think, I would love that.
Yeah, don't touch a thing.
Don't touch a thing.
But then...
Really go with it. But then, of course, someone comes in and they're like, I'm going to rip it all out and make it minimalist. And you're like, you live in Skagness. You don't need it to be minimalist.
Oh, it could have been lovely. Could have been interesting. What have you done? Yeah, you've painted the walls white and then you put in, like, a B&Q kitchen and a bit of linoleum in the bathroom.
And, like, a posh sink that's, like, an awkward shape.
Oh, yeah, one of those sinks.
Like the sink in my bathroom in my house.
It's quite small, isn't it?
It's tiny, yeah.
That is more of a downstairs bathroom, a downstairs toilet sort of sink,
isn't it? But I'd say the whole of the flat is more of a downstairs bathroom vibe because it is quite small.
Sometimes it's difficult to lock the door on that bathroom. Has that been an issue at any point in that?
No, because it's very common for Jenny Bede to have a conversation with me while I'm in the shower. I mean, I'd pull the curtain across. I'm not
sure.
Not
of course, just so you know, listener.
Please tell us. I will stop interrupting you. Please tell us about hiring a car.
So
before the end of this, before the end of our lives.
Well, I was talking to Mum and I was like, "Well, I am, you know, doing this tour, and I am like doing this these other things. I feel like life is going okay. I don't know how long I can just drive around in my Mum and Dad's Ford Fiesta Finesse." From 2003. Like, I mean, I know that's shallow.
Little side note, when my mum first, when Tesco started doing Tesco Finest, she misread it and thought it was called Tesco Finesse, which made me laugh for a long time.
I think is lovely. And we should call it that. Like Café Revive, my mum calls the cafe in Marks and Spencer's. It's Café Revive, where you go for a cup of coffee and one of those small shortbread biscuits.
Lovely.
Never clear the tables, though, in those cafes. Never clear. And it's all self-service. I just think, waitress service.
Give someone a job.
Give someone a job. Not all this depressing queue up with a tray.
The
tables are a mess. I just think, what do you think we are?
Animals.
Animals. Treat us better than that. That's what I think, Susie. Yeah. I get very... When it comes to cafeterias, that's when...
We all know.
That's when the sparks really fly for me. So... So, anyway, I've been hiring cars because I can't take the Ford Fiesta Finesse, which we took to Devon and we took to Hull.
Mm-hmm.
It got us there and back, as Dad would say. And so I've been hiring cars from a rental company called Enterprise. And they're the only ones that lend to people who have her license for less than a year. Hands up me. Tried to go to Sixt. Thought I was going to get a Mercedes. Anyway, Sixt don't lend to people, even if your card. It's just that my card is only valid from August. What a pisser. I phoned them. They were like, sorry, yeah, it's our rule. It has to be on the card.
An absolute pisser.
What an absolute pisser. And so, anyway, Enterprise, I go on their website for my local one, Sidcup, if you're interested. They've only got vans. So I'm like, well, I can't get a van. What if I got the train to Birmingham and picked up a car there? Yeah, they'll lend me a car. Like, the smallest one, it's £200 a day. 3 days, £600.
That's insane.
That's insane, Susie. So, I was like... I was going to bite the bullet, spend the £600. So I was talking to Dad about it, and he was like, what are you talking about? You need this money to buy a house. So then I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire a van. So I hired a van. It was £90 for 3 days.
Oh, my God, that. That's so cheap.
Thank you. Compared to 600. Yes, I think so.
Yes, I think so. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I get there. I'm like, are there any cars? They're like, no, we've been really busy. And then...
We've been really busy.
Turned out the area manager had been to see my show in...
Clang.
Somewhere in Kent, I've forgotten. But, yeah.
Chatham?
No, but near there. North Kent. Anyway, somewhere that gay people go. Old, rich old gays go to buy a holiday cottage. One of those places.
Right. Lovely. Was he a rich old gay?
No, unfortunately, because that would be my type, an enterprise area manager.
I can imagine, yeah.
What do you do? I work in car rentals. Thank you. When can we move in?
Immediately.
When can you meet my mother? And
mother.
Mother. I am the mother of this house. And I... So cut a long story short, I haven't done that at all. I hired the van. They were going to give me like a massive van, like a massive grown-up van.
What, like a transit?
Like a transit van.
Well, there'd be like a door that opened on the side.
So a man came in and was like, oh, it's a bit big, it's a bit small for what I normally have. And I was like, is this van too small? I'll take it. So I swapped vans with this man. I don't know who this man was. And I got this van from Enterprise. It's like a plumber's van, but it's got like a slidey door on the side.
Did you love it?
Kind of, yeah.
Did you feel like a big grown-up man?
Yes, I felt really butch. Arm out the window, shouting at people.
Your leather shirt on.
Leather shirt on, wolf whistling.
All right, girls.
All right, darling. All that sort of thing. Eating bacon sandwiches.
Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. Back or streaky?
I was streaking while I was eating.
Lovely.
It. Yeah, I was naked.
Nude. And,
it's great, but it does remind me of serial killers. That's the thing about vans.
Yeah.
They often have vans, don't they?
Yeah, and I would imagine they'd hire them so they didn't get caught.
You wouldn't. Yeah, exactly. And also, it doesn't pay very much. Being a serial killer.
No.
I've never looked into it, but I don't think the wages are what people think.
No, I think people do it for... I think serial killers often aren't doing it for the sweet, sweet cash.
Are they not? All those book deals they get afterwards. I assume.
Yeah, that's the thing. Jack the Ripper, really just a struggling artist that was trying to write a novel.
He just finally got the PR he needed for his book. So
you drove around like an absolute lad.
Like an absolute lad bombing it up the motorway.
Love it.
Buxton, for example, couldn't park the fucking thing, could I?
Oh, I did wonder. Because did you have a rear view mirror or did you just have your sides?
No, just sides.
That is quite tricky to park.
Have you driven a van, Susie? I know you're a lesbian.
And I'm a working class lesbian as well. Of course I've driven
a van. Of course you did. What sort of van did you
stop? The same type that you had.
Really?
Because my dad used to have one and my car broke down once and so I had to borrow it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. And it had oak tree horse boxes on the side.
They are handy. Loads of room in the back. You've got 3 seats in the front.
Do you remember that time I went to Latitude and I just put a...
Yes!
I just put a mattress in the back of a transit van.
Well, someone did say to me, did you think about just putting a mattress in the back and sleeping in it? And I sort of thought, like, that's a step too far, even for me.
I mean, definitely for you.
So...
Where would you shower?
Service stations, I imagine. Have you ever showered in a service station?
Of course not. Have you ever showered backstage at a theatre?
No, of course not.
They always look so grim.
What about a shower in a station? Would you do that?
No.
No, I wouldn't. I'd struggle with that.
I have done it in an airport.
Yes, I've done it in an airport on, like, if you're going to Australia.
Like a really long haul flight. Yeah.
That's a lovely thing to do.
Because it resets you.
Yeah. 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 And I've got a massage as well. That's another story. The thing is...
Boy, you know how to live.
Oh, guys, have I done some things? but the thing is, what I wanted to tell the listeners is, be careful of your blind spots.
Go on, Tom, what happened? Did you nearly hit a thing?
Because I was on the motorway, bombing it up the motorway was. Also, put the USB in to the radio.
To listen to some great tracks.
But then it just plays random songs.
Did you have a shuffle?
Yeah, endless English folk song suites by Vaughan Williams. Just kept looping around.
I mean, that's
Jolly, but still. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to move lanes. Indicated. Went to move across. Beep, 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 beep. There was a Toyota there. I didn't even see it. No one tells you. If you're in a van, lean forward to check your blind spot. No one told me that.
Well, listen, that's why in many ways this podcast is a lifeline.
For so many people across the country, in transit or otherwise.
Do you know what I mean?
So that's the end of my tale. Susie, what did you What did you want to tell the people? You've got your phone up.
I wanted to talk about some of the lovely emails we've had.
Oh, we've had so many nice emails.
We've had so many nice emails.
Thank you for messaging us.
It's been lovely. I've got a little note here from someone that from two people who both go by their initials. So I hope I'm saying this right. But I had a lovely email from SP. Who,
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Which is a, you know, I used to be a huge fan.
I had a dream about her the other day. That's broken my dream. I was having a chat with her. She was very nice.
Well, that's not her.
Okay.
But it is someone else who is just lovely, who sent us a lovely email, who's currently in year 11 and wanted a little shout out to the friend that introduced them to the podcast. And so wanted me to say to NR, SP loves and appreciates you so much, my buddy, which is very sweet.
That's lovely. It did sound like you were just talking in like binary code.
Well, I think that is...
That's their code.
They potentially are non-binary, so I didn't want to use a pronoun
I meant as in like binary code, as in like they sounded like computers with all those
letters. They might be computers, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
And you know what, if you are computers, we love you as well.
Everyone's welcome.
You might be a MacBook, you might be a PC. Whatever you are.
We do not disagree.
But that's why, did you notice that I sort of struggled slightly because I didn't want to offend anybody?
Oh, you couldn't offend people,
I couldn't
Susie.
Offend. We also had a lovely email from a police officer.
Hello, that's one of my types.
I know. Female.
There I go.
There's the problem. Louise, who sent the loveliest email, and
a lovely email, actually,
yeah.
Louise.
Thank you so much.
I mean, the other ones were nice too.
Declan, Callum, Thomas, Lawrence, Lauren, Rebecca, Gabriella, David.
Gabrielle?
Yes, Gabrielle. Karen, Craig,
Karen,
Tom, Reese,
David,
all of those people. Oh,
so many lovely emails.
Thank you so much for getting in touch. We love it.
Thank you, and thank you for the nice messages we get on Twitter. And we love people catching up with us as well. Like they love to,
to let us know. I had that at the Soho Theatre last week. People come up and saying they listened to the podcast and they'd come along to the show, and it was lovely. A couple of boys that were so your type. Such a pity you weren't there.
Oh, what a shame. Did they have a van?
I think they had a van and they also were potentially in love. But God, I walked out and they were in the front row and I thought, well, I mean, such a disappointment Tom Allen's not here. Because
it's always a disappointment.
It's always a disappointment that Tom Allen's not here because I would just like to spend more time with you. But I suggest you two break up and one of you goes out with my best friend? Thank you so much. Cheers,
I mean,
goodbye.
I don't mind. I don't mind helping out a bored couple.
You know the PO box, get in touch.
Do let us know. So, thank you very much
for listening.
Now, Susie is on tour at the moment.
I am. I have about 5 or 6 tour days left. All the details. They have been lovely shows. I'm having so much fun. If you've been to one of them, thank you so much. I'm absolutely loving it.
It's
just been lovely. And I had a lovely run at the Soho Theatre, which was super. So all of the details are at susieruffle.com. Thomas?
I have some tour dates.
They're being added to all the time, right?
I think we're adding some more to the autumn now, which is nice. I'm really excited about.
She's busy.
I like to keep on my toes. I've got to get
that hair and that van.
That van. I've got to get my money's worth, and so do have a look. There's about 80 dates before July, which is exciting. And tomindeed.com is where the details are. And I'm very thrilled that anybody comes to the show. So thank you very much for being there. And
you can follow us on Twitter.
Please do.
Instagram.
Yes.
You can like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you want to get in touch with us on the podcast, our email is chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
And when you say chat 2, it's T-O, not the number 2. Is that right?
T-O, not the number 2. Yes.
Chat 2, T-O.
Yeah.
Like-minded
chat
friends.
Chat 2, T-O. Now I'm worried that people are going to think it's chat 2-2, like-minded friends.
Oh, no, don't do that. That's a ballet. That's a ballet podcast.
And that is the new podcast that we're looking into.
With Pounce and Clemens. She loves ballet.
She loves
the ballet. But, okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Okay,
bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.